goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, like November, fax 989-828-6835, regarding William Vanderhart, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth April 8th of 1937. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Vanderhart with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism, also COPD. His last visit was December 6th of 2021. He has felt well. His weight is down 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and he does have chronic dyspnea and cough and occasional wheezing. And dyspnea on exertion, that is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Flovent was discontinued, but I want to highlight the diazide 37.5/25 1 daily, and he does use Claritin 10 milligrams daily as needed. And currently, he's having some allergy symptoms with itchy eyes, runny nose, and slight increase in dyspnea. And physical examination, his weight is 205 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 132 over 60. Pulse was 84. And blood oxygen saturation is 89% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. No jugular venous distension. Lungs, I hear inspiratory rails in the right base. Left, somewhat diminished but clear with the prolonged expiratory phase in the bronchial lobes. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no palpable liver or spleen enlargement. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 2nd. Of 2022, his creatinine was slightly higher than it has been, 2.1 with estimated GFR of 31. And looking back, however, his creatinine in January 16th of 2020 was 2.2. So this level is not outside of the range of normal for this patient. But he has been running between 1.8 and 2.0 over the last 2 years, generally. His albumin 4.3, calcium is 9.7, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus is 4, hemoglobin 14.7, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, slightly higher creatinine level but stable. No progression, no symptoms, hypertension, currently at goal, COPD, no current exacerbation, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We'll check the intact parathyroid hormone with each of those labs to keep an eye on that. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.